Hi everyone, this is Beach Corner, your backstage pass for all your local entertainment. I'm Donna Chickie. We're off to see The Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Get ready for Dorothy and Toto with the upcoming Wasaga Beach Community Theater presentation of The Wizard of Oz, scheduled from April 23rd to 26th at the Recplex. Evening performances at 8 on Thursday and Friday and matinees at 2 on Saturday and Sunday. The Wizard of Oz is a recreation of the classic movie from 1939. There is a cast of 35, including 25 children, with the youngest being 5, all under the direction of Laura LaChapelle. I had the pleasure of attending one of their rehearsals and met with some of the cast members to find out a little more about this upcoming musical play. Don't go away, we'll be right back with some of the cast members from The Wizard of Oz. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's local online radio.
You're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You'll find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one because of the wonderful things he does. You're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, the Wasaga Community Theater is proud to present Wizard of Oz, scheduled from April 23rd to the 26th at the Recplex. Today I'm at the rehearsal in Hall 1A at the Recplex. There's a cast of 35, including 25 children, and the youngest being 5, under the direction of Laura LaChapelle. So here we are at the Recplex, and I'd like to introduce Bianca, who is going to be playing Dorothy.
Yes.
And where are you from?
I'm from Stayner.
And how long have you been in a production?
In any production?
Well, in Wasaga Community Theater.
With Wasaga, this is my first one.
It is your first time. Mm-hmm. What's your past experience as far as acting?
Well, I've been involved with Clearview Community Theater since I was 10, and I also did The West Side Story with my high school last semester.
And how are the rehearsals going?
Well, they're going great.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot to handle with all the little kids, but they're going well.
And how are you managing your time and school and rehearsals?
I'm trying to. It's okay. I don't really have heavy courses, so it's fine for me.
And what do you like most about this production?
I like the cast that we work with. I love all the people and all the little kids and getting to work with some of my friends, people that I've worked with before, and new people.
And how do you enjoy playing your character, Dorothy?
Oh, I love it. It's a big role, but
yeah, it is.
I really love it.
And you have Toto by your side, so how is that working with a dog?
It's a little different. You have to kind of make sure the dog doesn't upstage you. Make sure the dog stays where it's supposed to. It's hard.
Sounds like fun here. So which of is your favorite character in Wizard of Oz? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, it's definitely has to be the Scarecrow.
The Scarecrow. Now, why Scarecrow?
Because he's really cute.
He's cute? He's goofy?
Yeah. He's really goofy, and he's fun.
That's great. And speaking of the Scarecrow, let's go to our Scarecrow right now, Philip Huff. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And where are you from?
I live in Wasaga Beach, but I was born in England and raised in Orillia.
Wow. And what's your background as far as acting and all that?
Oh, I've been doing theater since I was a wee kid in public school started.
Nice.
And then I've done productions with Mariposa Arts in Orillia, South Simcoe Theater in Cookstown, Clearview Community Theater, and Wasaga.
Now, is this your first time playing in Wizard of Oz, or have you done this play before?
This is the first time I've done it, and I've always wanted to play the role of Scarecrow. So I auditioned and got the role, and I'm really excited.
So why Scarecrow of all the characters?
Because he's the comic relief, and he's fun, and it's just a good character.
And tell me about the costume, because, I mean, Scarecrow with all the straws and all that, is that, you know,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit what you're going to be wearing.
Well, I have two costumes, because we're farmhands, so we start off in farm clothes, and then my Scarecrow costume, I have a big floppy hat, I have gloves and straw stuffed everywhere, and baggy pants, baggy shirt, it's made to fit, it's tailor-made.
And how are you enjoying the rehearsals?
They're good. They make for long days. I do a commute to and from work.
Wow.
And so it
how
makes
far
for
is
a long
that?
Can be an hour on a bad day.
Wow.
So it makes for long days, but the things you do for your art.
Oh, my goodness. And what do you look forward to the most for on opening night?
I like to see it all come together. It can be nerve-wracking and turn you prematurely gray. I am the oldest member of the cast. And, yeah. But it can be nerve-wracking, especially we rehearse with just the adults, the leads, on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Sundays we do rehearsals with the kids. So to add 25 little ones from 5 to 15, it makes a big difference, so it's nice to see it come together.
And what do you like most about Wizard of Oz? I mean, when you were a kid, how fascinated were you about the story? We all have something about Wizard of Oz that we like or didn't like.
I like the friendships, that you see it change and you see it shift, and you see them as a group, like that good overcomes evil, and that there's the philosophy behind it. And I make a mistake because I actually was in Wizard of Oz when I was in public school.
Oh, okay.
And I played Nico, the king of the flying monkeys.
So, nice, yeah. Nice. And which character is your favorite in Wizard of Oz? I know you're playing Scarecrow, but which one?
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow. Okay, he's going to go with that. Okay. Yeah. Now we're off to... Thank you very much, Mr. Scarecrow. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to be talking to Nat Porter-Gowan. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you're going to be playing a Tin Man.
You got it.
Well, great. And tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from the East Coast. I did theater just like Phil ever since I was a wee whippersnapper, and then grew up doing theater, and it's nice to get back into it after such a long time.
Wow. And how long have you been acting? You said since you were a little child.
That's right, yeah.
But I mean, let's say, are you doing this like professionally? Is this something you're planning to do?
I actually went to theater school, yeah, okay. Right out of high school. Did the whole program at Algonquin College. Great program there. Recommend it for anybody. And then got out of it as I got a little bit older and started to do some real work. And now I do getting back into it for fun.
So tell me a little bit about your character, Tin Man. Mm-hmm. What do you like about
it? I'm heartless.
And your makeup. Who's going to be doing that makeup? That's super makeup.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty neat. I saw a good sketch of it the other day, and you know, it's going to be interesting to get it on, that's for sure.
And how are you enjoying the rehearsals?
They're great. They give me a little reprieve from everyday life, and I can get into this little magical world, so it's pretty good.
And what is your fondest memories of Wizard of Oz when you were a kid?
Just the magic of it. You know, Dorothy gets swept away and then crushes the witch and then, you know, does this little adventure through this little magical land, and it's pretty neat to be in that.
And will the Tin Man get his heart?
I guess you'll have to come and find out,
we'll
I guess.
Have to find out. Okay, thank you, Mr. Tin Man.
No problem.
And now we're off to the Wicked Witch of the West, and that's Stephanie Mancibo?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and where are you from?
I'm from Toronto, but I'm living right now in Alliston, so...
You're in Alliston, so you're traveling quite a bit.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
And how are you managing your time between school and rehearsals and the travel?
Oh, I've been done school for a while now.
You've done for a while?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your experience? What do you bring into Wizard of Oz?
Well, I trained out in New York City, actually. I'm studying right now with Stella Adler, Studio of Acting, and it is an incredible program. Like, it's like Meryl Streep went there and all these type of greats, and it's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your Wicked Witch of the West. For someone, you know, maybe some of the kids out there that don't know about the story too much. So what do you enjoy playing this character?
Well, the truth is that I went in for her because of actually Wicked versus The Wizard of Oz. So I'm playing her more of a misunderstood character that's really mourning her sister and wanting those shoes back as a memento versus, you know, just being evil for evil's sake.
And which one is your favorite character in Wizard of Oz?
Oh, 100% the Wicked Witch.
Oh, the Wicked Witch all the way.
100%, yeah.
Way.
From when I was really little, I really liked her tenacity.
No, my goodness. It's always fun sometimes to play an evil character.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's really great. You know, it's a change from what you're used to because, you know, you're always so good and so, like, I'm a good person. So it's really fun to, you know, play with that side of me.
And how you enjoyed the rehearsals with Laura LaChapelle under her direction?
Oh, it's great. It's really great. You know, the cast is amazing. They've become really close to me, and I really find them as my friends, which is really nice, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
That happens.
Friends here.
Friendship.
Friendship.
Friendship,
yes.
Is magic.
That's
but,
funny.
Yeah, I really do, you know, love them. And that's my Yeah.
And what are you hoping to accomplish on this opening night?
Well, truthfully, I can't say I'm hoping for children to love me, because the truth is I am the villain. But I'm hoping for my spin on it to be seen, you know?
And are there any scary parts?
Oh, of course there are. I mean, it's the Wizard of Oz.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. And thank you to everyone and all these cast members. And we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
To Oz?
To Oz.
We will come to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Here he is, the wizard, a wizard, ever a wizard there was. If ever, ever a wizard there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're out to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoostRadio.com. I'm at the Recplex at the rehearsal of Wizard of Oz, and with me is Laura, who's only 5 years old, and she's one of the Munchkin at the upcoming Wizard of Oz. So welcome to Beach Corner, Laura. How are you?
Good.
And what do you like about your character? You're going to be playing a Munchkin. Can you tell me a little bit what you're going to be doing on stage?
I'm going to tiptoe like this and sing the Lullaby League, and in the name of the Lullaby League, we wish when you do Munchkin Land.
Oh, how sweet! And where do you go to school?
I don't go to school.
You're not in school yet? You're only 5 years old?
I already went to school.
Oh, you're already done?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. So how long have you been practicing for Wizard of Oz?
I don't know.
You don't know? A long time? Do you, besides singing, do you have any lines you have to say? Yes. So was that difficult for you to memorize?
No.
No? You did it really well. Do you like the Wizard of Oz? Which one is your favorite character? Who do you like best?
Dorothy.
Oh, and how about the dog Toto? Do you like the little dog? How do you like performing with the little dog on stage? Is he cute?
Yep.
Yeah. And what are you looking forward to on opening night of Wizard of Oz? Are you looking forward to perform in front of everybody? Do you get nervous? No, that's wonderful. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be an actress? Yeah, you'd like to pursue acting? Good for you. Well, thank you, Laura. And we look forward to seeing you in Wizard of Oz, One of the Munchkin. Thank you for being on Beach Corner. Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoostRadio.com. I'm at the rehearsal at the Recplex with Wizard of Oz. And joining me today is Laura LaChapelle, the director. Laura, how is it going?
It's going wonderful. It's been a great experience. And the cast is so excited that we're finally here with the stage and the set and all the props and everything.
And how do you feel about the cast? Tell me about the cast. I mean, this, you got 35 people and 25 are children. I mean, how's that going?
Well, sometimes it feels like herding kittens, but it's been a wonderful experience. They have been kids that are excited about the roles that they have. Like my Winkies, they want to be monkeys. They are ready to be monkeys. The Munchkins, they love their costumes. They're enjoying what their role is. And that really is what's, you know, important in theater.
And are you pleased on how the play is coming together? I mean, this is quite something to put this all together.
It is. It's a big undertaking. But because it's such an iconic play and production, you know, everybody is in, you know, has jumped in and come on board, parents for volunteers. Like, I couldn't have done it with all the support that I've had. It's been wonderful.
And how are you enjoying working with Toto the dog? Because I see this little dog running around.
We actually have two Totos.
Oh!
Yeah, we have a real dog, and it's actually the actress that plays the Wicked Witch, Stephanie. It's her actual dog, Galinda.
Oh,
and she is a perfect little dog for Toto. But once it turns to Oz, we have a different Toto.
Oh.
So you'll have to come and see the show to see who the Oz version of Toto is.
And where can you find more information and tickets for Wizard of Oz?
Well, we have four ticket outlets: IDA Pharmacy, Major's Pharmacy here in Wasaga Beach. We have UPIC parties in Collingwood, and we've added Cardboard Castles in Creemore, as well as a ticket outlet. And tickets are $20 in advance for adults, $17 in advance for children.
And is this vision coming together? Is this what you hope to have? Like, you know, we put something together and then you see it unfold. So is it really unfolding the way you want it for Wizard of Oz?
It really is. I've been involved with this play, I think it was about 17 years ago, and I was assistant stage manager, and my father played Oz.
Aww.
And it just, I enjoyed seeing him create that character. So it was a no-brainer with picking what musical I wanted to do. I thought, let me bring back Wizard of Oz.
And do you have a favorite character? I've been asking all the cast if they had any favorite characters. So which is your favorite character?
Well, I know if I wasn't directing and if I could have been any character, I would have picked the Wicked Witch.
Oh,
for
neat.
Sure.
I love the Wicked Witch.
But every character that's being done in my version of Wizard of Oz is exactly what I hoped and dreamed they could be. I'm so proud of every one of them.
Oh, well, thank you, Laura, and I wish you all the best of success with the upcoming Wizard of Oz schedule from April 23rd to the 26th at the Recplex.
Thank you.
You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be back after this break.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And here he is, the Wizard of Wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Little Laura, Bianca Gallant, Philip Huff, Nat Porter-Gowan, Stephanie Macebo, and Laura LaChapelle from The Wizard of Oz, and wishing them all the best of success. The Wizard of Oz is a presentation from the Wasaga Beach Community Theater, scheduled from April 23rd to the 26th at the Recplex. Performances at 8 on Thursday and Friday, and matinees at 2 on Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are $20 in advance for adults and $15 for children under 12. Available at the Recplex box office, Major's Pharmacy, the IDA Pharmacy in Wasaga Beach, and UPIC parties in Collingwood. For more information, contact wasagacommunitytheater.com. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. I'm Diana Chicky. Beach Corner is broadcast weekly on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 and 7 p.m. and is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio station. Download your free Beach Booster Radio app to enjoy local radio anywhere. We encourage you to interact at info@beachbooster.com. Thanks for listening.